Attention all dads, take a break from being emotionally unavailable because our next game is about concept albums. Diana, I hear you have a foam finger collection.
Yeah, I've gotten one from every Major League Baseball stadium that I've gone to.
Okay, so how many in your collection currently?
15.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
What is the variation in the foam finger?
Sometimes they put the mascot on, although the coolest one is from Wrigley Field. Instead of like the foam finger that looks like the We're Number One,
yeah,
it's a bear claw.
Nice!
So it's fun to chase my kids with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Mark, you also play saxophone.
Yes.
And your friends once dared you to play Careless Whisper, the classic saxophone solo, while wandering around campus.
So it was Halloween, was right when that sexy sax man video was very popular, and it was last minute they were going out, and I needed a costume, so to have a saxophone, I can do that. Memorized the lick, and we're going out, and flash forward, it's 3 hours later, I haven't actually stopped playing, because at this point, my lower teeth are so deep into my lips and the reed that it would hurt more to extricate them than to stop. So that was a fun night.
There is something so beautiful about the way you told that story. So this is a guessing game called Quite a Concept. A concept album, of course, is a collection of songs that are unified by some sort of theme or overarching story. I'll describe an album. You tell me if it's real or something we made up. But be careful, because if you guess incorrectly, your opponent automatically scores the point. Diana, you won the last game, so you win this, and you go to the final round. Mark, you need to win this, or we're going to give you a gift certificate to Sam Goody. Here we go. This modern classic by Janelle Monáe tells the story of a heroic android who travels back in time to save a city from an evil society that has harnessed the power of time travel to oppress its citizens. Is that real or fake? Diana?
Real?
Yeah, that's real. For sure. Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of The Arch Android.
It's a zombie, 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 where do dreams come from? A little bird keeps chirping and she's singing a song. She's shaking them and waking them and giving them us. As the clock tick-tocked and the bodies drop, I'm gonna leave
myself. Feels like just running to find a charger.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 1999, the Spice Girls cooked up a concept album where they each took on the persona of a British condiment, including Marmite, salad cream, HP sauce, malt vinegar, and baby spice. Real or fake? Mark.
I'm gonna say fake.
Yeah, that's fake. Salad cream, come on. No, that's real. Kate Bush's 2011 album is all about snow. One song includes 50 words for snow, another is told from the perspective of a falling snowflake. Real or fake? Mark.
Real?
Yeah, that's real. 50 Words for Snow. Let's listen to a little bit of 50 Words for Snow.
Vanilla swarm. Icy skitsky.
Allegedly a pirate radio broadcast, this 1960s rock record by The Who features fake public service announcements and commercials for items like baked beans and deodorant. Real or fake? Diana.
Real?
It is real. Yeah. Let's hear it. This is Coke After Coke.
Coke after Coke after Coke after Coca-Cola. Coke after Coke after Coke after Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. The album's called The Who Sells Out.
It's good. I like it.
This is your last clue. A 1975 concept album by Alice Cooper takes listeners on a hard rock journey through the nightmares of a boy named Stephen and includes narration by Vincent Price. Real or fake? Diana.
Real?
Yeah, it's real. So many real things. It's called Welcome to My Nightmare. This is The Black Widow. Let's listen.
The horror that he'll bring. The horror of his sting. The unholiest of kings. The Black Widow.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. All right. Great game, both of you. Well done. Diana, you won that game as well, so you are moving on to our final round. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Diana in our final round, and we'll talk to actor Jessica Walter. She was born in Brooklyn. Yeah. Right above what is now a bespoke vape shop. And fingers crossed, if she's anything like the character she plays on television, she'll be hilariously disappointed in me. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.